Exciting news at This Week Health. Starting May 16th, our keynote show is moving to Thursdays. Catch every episode weekly on our This Week Health conference channel. Don't miss conversations with top health system leaders designed to transform healthcare one connection at a time. Subscribe to This Week Health conference and stay updated every Thursday. Today in Health IT, I tried a new management habit this week. Wanted to share it with you. As you know, Fridays are Stream of Consciousness Day. And I share some of the stuff that happened this week and the results. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. All right. If you're wondering, hey, we're still doing a fundraiser with Alex's Lemonade Stand, and we are excited because we have a lot of things planned over the next couple of months, and we would love to have you be a part of it. If you get a chance, hit our website. Top of the page, you can see the link to Alex's Lemonade Stand. Click on that to give today. One last thing. Share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you in the industry. Mentoring is that easy. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, let's get into it. Again, Fridays, I set aside to talk about things that are top of mind, things that I'm working on, things that I think might help you as a leader in healthcare and health IT. So we have added, obviously, Sarah Richardson to the team, and we now have a team of about 10 people at This Week Health. And of those people, it doesn't matter how many at this point, because 10 people is not that big of a team. I've managed I've managed thousands of people. I've managed hundreds of people. I've managed, and this is actually the smallest thing I've managed, I think, in my management career. So, but it's kind of fun. It gives me an opportunity to test some things out and do some things a little differently. And this week on Monday, what I decided to do was I put everybody's name that works for This Week Health on the left-hand side, including Sarah. She's new this week, but I put her name there as well. And I decided in that column to put their name in the next column next to it. What can I do for each one of them to help them be more effective this week? Each one of them. And I gave that about an hour and a half to 2 hours mind time on Monday morning. And if you don't know how I work, I've shared this before, but I get about 7 hours sleep, and which gets me up around 5 o'clock in the morning. And the first couple of hours of the day, well, the first half hour of the day, I journal and do some of that stuff. But the first 2 hours of work of the day, I try to really push through on the things that are strategic. And this is an interesting strategic management practice. And I was curious to see how it would work. And giving about 2 hours to think about each staff member and work it through and say, what's the one thing that would really help them to be more effective? And in some cases, it was me automating some stuff, because I do the IT work here, and it was automating some things that are tedious for them or repetitive for them. In other cases, it was talking about potentially a new hire change in their job and their job description, their role, a little more focus in their role. In other cases, what I found in a couple of them was it was a lot bigger than, hey, you just can't do this one thing and we get there. It was a series of things that I was going to need to do in order to help them to be more effective. I think the value of the, and by the way, we made amazing strides this week at the organization. And I attribute a bunch of it to that time, spending about 2 hours thinking about each one of my direct reports, and actually some that aren't direct reports, and what I could do for each one of them to make them more effective. Now, I don't know that I'm going to do this on a weekly basis, but I will likely do this on a monthly basis at a minimum, where I just put their names up there and just think about them, their role, what they're working on. Is it the right thing? Does it match their passions and their experience and their expertise? Is there an area that I could get them to focus in on that they could absolutely hit the ball out of the park? It's amazing to me how often we let staff members flounder, not knowing what we expect from them, or we let them flounder on things that we know aren't necessarily in their wheelhouse, where we can get them help in those areas and let them really, you know, just, again, hit the ball out of the ballpark in certain areas. Let them be who they were created to be. Let them really maximize the skills that they bring to the table. I wanted to share this with you. I found it to be incredibly valuable this week. Again, list your direct reports in one column, and then one thing that you can do for them this week that will make them more effective. I will tell you, in a lot of cases, what I would recommend is clarify their role. We spend a lot of time at This Week Health clarifying people's roles. What's the expectation? What's the critical success? How is it tied to our critical success factors? And what's their role in helping to deliver that? Everybody is really clear on that. And I remember when I was at St. Joe's, we did a survey, a pulse survey of our staff, and it just absolutely killed me when one of the biggest findings that came back was people didn't know how their role contributed to the larger mission, and they didn't know what they were expected to do. So from that moment on, we spent a lot of time clarifying people's roles, clarifying the objectives, tying it to the mission of the organization so everybody understood what their purpose was and what their objectives were. That's a very important thing. And if you haven't done that yet, start there. Each person, if they clearly understand what is expected from them and what they can do to deliver those things and how it is tied to the mission of the organization, that will go a long way. And then next month, when you list their names again, perhaps you can move on to the next thing. What's the one thing you can do for them? All right, thought I would share that. If you have any thoughts on that, shoot me a note. Let me know. That's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for mentoring. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable, ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.